Good morning.
Welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Callen. I'm your host, and the Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that is teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls for this sin-sick world.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. We are excited to be here. I just went up to drop my granddaughter to work, but I'm back here. And we are going to pray and let the woman of God come on in and let her do what the Lord called her to do. Father God,
yes.
We thank you and praise you, O God, for granting us one more day.
Yes,
and this, Lord.
Lord,
we recognize is the day that you have made.
Yes,
Lord, you have made it, and Lord, you have granted us permission to be part of this day. Because you have given us this permission to be part of this day, Lord, we are glorifying you. We are honoring you with everything that's within us. And God, we ask you right now, Father God, that you would come in by your Spirit. God, for the word declares not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord. I ask you to come in this morning, God, and take your rightful stance in our midst. Take your rightful stance in our midst, oh God. We ask you to lead us and guide us today. God, take complete control of this service. God, we want you to speak. God, we want you to speak through your servant. Use her tongue, use her eyes, and her ears of clay. God, as he decreased, God, we pray that you would increase, God. And Father, touch the hearts and minds of your people. Oh, God, that they would recognize that it's not her, but it's you that's speaking through her, oh, God. Lord, every critic that come on today, Lord, we ask you to put them under subjection. By your Spirit, God, put them under subjection. Even those that come to critique the service and those that come to distract the service and cause this distraction, Lord, we ask you, God, to put spiritual shackles and spiritual muzzles on them. Those that come on and want to curse and all that kind of stuff, Lord, we ask you, God, to arrest them in the Spirit. Arrest them in the Spirit, God. And God, as you do this, Father, we'll continue to praise you. We'll continue to glorify you because we know it belongs to you. And we honor you this morning. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on in, Prophetess Millie.
Okay, Apostle.
And let the Lord.
Apostle.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to pray with me. I just got a call from Atlanta. My niece, her niece, little baby, 8 months old. And got a bad heart. The doctor's saying they don't know. No, they have to put a pacemaker or either try to do a heart transplant. Got a very bad infection. And so she called. I told her I was going to get on the line and minister. And she asked me to ask everybody to pray for her. I don't know the child's name, but I just asked her.
Yeah, but God knows the child's name. Father, we thank you and praise you, oh God, for this little baby right now, God. God, this innocent child that does not know anything, why the heart is not acting right. But Father, you know all things because you're the one that gave that child that heart. And Father, we are bringing this child before you right now in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking you to do what only you can do, God. God, you can even change the heart right now. God, right where that heart is in the chest, God, you can change it. You can put a new heart in there where it seems like the heart is falling apart. God, you can mend every valve. Every valve in that heart you can mend right now, Lord God. And Father, we are thanking you and praising you in advance, oh God, for the victory, oh God. Lord, for the report that we will get from this turnout. Lord, this transformation, oh God, that this child will not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. Father, we declare right now in the name of Jesus that the heart is changing right now, that all the valves is changing right now. They are submitting to your Spirit right now. The heart, the lungs, the kidneys, every organ in that child's body now, God, is submitted to your will and to your way, God. We declare it right now in the name of Jesus. For you said it in your word that if we call you, would answer, Lord. Lord, you said you would show us things that we don't have no knowledge of. Oh, Father, we believe in your word, God. We live by your word. Your word is our source, oh God. So, Father, we thank you right now in advance. Lord, we're not going to worry anymore today. We're not going to distract you today at all, Lord God. We're just going to focus and believe that you already done it. You already done it, Lord. You said if we can believe, all things are possible, not some things, but you said all things are possible. And Father, we believe. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. 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 The Lord Jesus will do it. The Lord Jesus will do it. The Lord Jesus will do it. Prophet Smiley, the Lord Jesus will do it. He will do it. He will do it. He will do it. He will do it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It's in your hands. Come on. He will do it.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. My Lord Jesus. It's a sweet anointing right now. I feel a sweet anointing on the line, Prophet Smiley. A sweet anointing. Oh, my Lord, I feel it. I feel that anointing right on the line, right there. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You just go on and do what the Lord tell you to do. You move in the spirit. Let him lead. Let him lead. Let him lead. Let him lead. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord.
It is having a spiritual mind. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because we know a lot of minds run around here in earth, but they ain't spiritual. And the Lord put in my spirit to talk about having a spiritual mind. And I will be coming from Philippians chapter 2. Let's see, 2, 3, and 5. Okay? Then to get ready.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Having a spiritual mind. It's very important today to have a spiritual mind. Everything going haywire all around us, and all in the world. You just can't say the New Orleans State, but all in the world, things are going haywire, as people say, haywire. I'm saying everything going in a wrong direction. Hallelujah. And when we have that spiritual mind, we're supposed to keep our mind on Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. The one who's the author. Hallelujah. After
yes.
God, hallelujah. And I praise him right now. And as we
yes,
as
Lord.
Second verse of Ephesians, he says, fear ye my heart. Come on, spiritual growth. We ask God to fill our heart. That you be mindful, having the same love, being on one accord and one mind. The Lord is telling us today, we're supposed to have the joy that we can have. Hallelujah. We're supposed to take our lover. Be his joy. Hallelujah. He said, and of heart. Hallelujah. He said, being on one accord, in one mind. The Lord wants us to be on one accord. He means for us to be together, not one over here and one over there. When you're on one accord, we're gonna talk the same talk. We're going to pray the same prayer. Hallelujah. We're going to live the word of God. Hallelujah. Being one accord, being in agreement. That's what he's saying. Being in agreement. That mind got to be in agreement. We got our mind on that spiritual mind. We will be in agreement. Together. Hallelujah. We can see the miracles, signs, and wonders, as he said, that we can have in this earth. But you can't have one mind over here and one over there. We're not together. We're not in unity. Unity means to be together, be in agreement. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If I'm just saying this, if you praying that God give you a boat, some of you praying that God give me a car, we're not in unity. Hallelujah. We're not together. Hallelujah. But we got to come together, touch and agree in the name of Jesus. If my friend praying for a boat, I'm going to touch and agree with him, God bless him, with a boat. He probably do likewise to me. If I'm praying for a car, he probably touch and agree with a car. Somebody, hallelujah. Praise God today. Thank you, Jesus. And the third verse of Philippians says, he said, let nothing be done aside or do things, but in lordliness of mind, let each one of them better than himself. You know, it's talk about that spiritual mind, having a spiritual mind, because the Bible says we supposed to esteem, we supposed to lift each other up, amen, that we said, esteem each other, hallelujah. Not from a side, from the, he said, but we supposed to on this. Esteem one another, and they still putting themselves so high, and the tallest, and look down on the brother. The Bible said you're supposed to lift him up, hallelujah. That's what he's saying, esteem him, lift him up, hallelujah. Say the things of God about that individual, hallelujah. Not talking vain glory. He said the fifth verse, he said, let this man be in you. Let me go back up, excuse me. Let me finish that third verse. He said, let this man be done to the size of vainglory. Esteem one another. You got to speak God's word. I was asking God's word in Christ. We have been born again with the Spirit. That was this and speaking in tongues. And then we believe in what Jesus Christ did on the cross. On that cross that man made, but he made the wood. And all these things will be brought together. Keeping our eyes on what Jesus. Now the fifth verse says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We know that Christ Jesus had the right mind. We know Christ Jesus had a lovely mind. Hallelujah. We know Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He is God of God. Lord, hallelujah. We know Christ Jesus, good God. Hallelujah. We know Christ Jesus. We can ask anything. He said, the Father in his name, according to his will and purpose, he said, it shall be ours. But there is always a hymn of the that he'll do. And that's in. We got good glory. We got the glory of God flowing in our lives. That when we ask him, hallelujah, he's going to do it for his church. Hallelujah. Thank you. And I'm going to go as the Spirit leads me. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to verse 2. Oh, Lord. Okay, 1 Corinthians 2. Thank you, Jesus. 2:16. Hallelujah. I'm talking about having a spiritual mind this morning. Every child of God is supposed to have a spiritual mind. Hallelujah. The spiritual mind. So we got to be open. Word, hallelujah. The Spirit of God in, but so you say, if you're going in other directions. But when you got the spiritual mind, go in the direction that he'll lead you and guide you. Amen. And the 16th verse. He says, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he, but we have the mind of Christ. his mind. And if we don't have the mind of Christ, prayers will not be answered. Hallelujah. A lot of our blessings will not come. Hallelujah. God will instruct us. Hallelujah. God will give us to allow him. No one. No one. But have the mind of Christ. They who have the mind of Christ. In other ways, run away from him. He can have what he said. He has the mind of Christ. I'm talking about a spiritual mind. That's the only way we're going to be, I'm going to say, successful in this earth. Hallelujah. People try to be successful among us. Successful in this earth. But I'm trying to say to Jesus,
in the background. I wonder what's going on.
We thank God for that. Hallelujah. Because God is God of peace. He ain't going to have it no other way. Hallelujah. He is our Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm talking about having a spiritual mind. We need that spiritual mind today. Hallelujah. It's so many wrong minds going around here, hallelujah. So many wrong spirits in the earth today, hallelujah. So we need to keep our mind steadfast up on Jesus Christ, the key cornerstone. Stay in the word of God, hallelujah. Study his word daily. Pray his word daily into your heart and live and abide by his word. So many I use the word wishy-washy. They this minute that way and the next minute that way. We don't supposed to be that way. We supposed to be on one accord. And that one accord supposed to be on the word of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is soon to come. Hallelujah. He's our spirit's already in the earth. Hallelujah. But he's soon to come. Hallelujah. Sometimes, no. ain't talking about him coming after his church, but he's soon to come in the life of his people and more of his people. He began to show his people, hallelujah, that he is God. Because then so many people doubt. So many people didn't have the true doctrine. So many people now is learning the true doctrine of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And when you learn what the word of God, you can live with the word of God. Yes, you don't know nothing, you can't do nothing. Hallelujah. But talk about that true doctrine of Jesus Christ. Many people are coming to that true doctrine and knowing that we got to keep our eyes up on him. Hallelujah. We got to keep in our heart what he did upon that cross. And we ain't going around praising that one cross that's standing, because anybody can put a cross, but the one that hung there, hallelujah, the Son of the Almighty God, hallelujah, our Lord is the Lord, and our King of Kings, hallelujah. I'm talking about Jesus, hallelujah. He's my spiritual Father, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why we express it so strongly. We need to get in the word and live what the word say, because the world don't have nothing for us, hallelujah. You might think you're having a good time, but all that's going to be taken away after a while. Hey, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, you can just, I know when I was a child, and sometimes I know my dad them used to cut up stone wood, but I'm talking about them people's trees, maybe a fall, a big tree, and me and my sister and cousin, we just stand up on that tree, you know. The tree wouldn't move, but we would move up on that tree. We were just talking, little children talk. But, you know, we used to tell each other what we'll do if the tree started rolling, we'll fall. There was nothing but to fall, because you're no longer standing. And so if you ain't standing on the word, so you know you're falling. Hallelujah. You're falling. Hallelujah. You're falling little by little. Hallelujah. And day by day. Hallelujah. Like a person when they began to back. Slide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They don't backslide all that once they start doing a little bit, like by little, and a little bit, little. And before you know it, you're a backslider. Hallelujah. You have turned your back on God. Hallelujah. It's so important to keep your eyes and your mind up on Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we know today he is our deliverer. We know today he's our provider. We know today, hallelujah, the bishop of my soul. I don't know about you, hallelujah. When I get in the word about you, I don't know about nobody else. I can't sit down. I have to stand up. I have to walk around because he's so good to me. He is glorious. His word is just like fire in me. Hallelujah. We need to have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Find so many people with a messed up mind. So many people are twisting the word. So many people professing that there is a Krishna, but so many people will want to tell you about where they stand in God, and when you start telling them where you stand, they can't take it. They're going to hurry up and get off the phone, or they're going to tell you. Don't let nobody fool you. I say, hey, I ain't let nobody fool me, because I know what the word of God said for myself. Hey, glory, that's because he put it in me. And I said, the devil in hell cannot take it away. My God, my God. Hallelujah. But they always want to say, I'm this, I'm that. The prophet told me this. You better get Jesus. You better let him be your prophet. He already left the word. He already prophesied. And you get in the word, everything in the word that he wants you to have, you can have it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I give God the praise. Hallelujah. Because God wants us to have that spiritual mind. He wants us to have a spiritual mind. Oh, so many people got mean minds. They say, hey, for the deceiver. Oh, glory be to God. So many people just have that spirit inside. That's all they know. Hallelujah. Because not necessarily have they been taught, but they just been received, because God's word is going forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I praise God that his word is going forth. Hallelujah. The apostate, adopting word going forth, because there's many preaching it, but the people just don't receive it. Hallelujah. We got to receive what the word of God say. Hallelujah. Past out of doctrine. Hallelujah. Knowing that talking about Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. Don't hear many people talking about he is the chief cornerstone. We don't hear many people saying, hallelujah, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. You know why? Because they're running from it. They don't want to be saved. They want to do their own thing. Hallelujah. And he's getting back, and he's allowing you to do it, because he told you in his word, he said, I lay before you life and death. I prefer you to do life. You choose it. You choose it. You got the right. Oh, you said, I got a right to do what I want to do. So you want to live in sin? I just ask you, give your heart to God. But if you want to continue living in sin, so be it. I want to live in the Word. I want to live in the Word because the Word of God is truth. Hallelujah. The Word of God is life. Hallelujah. The Word of God changed not. And the Word of God has changed less. Hallelujah. From eternity. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about you got to have a spiritual mind in order to live this life. You got to have a spiritual mind. Hallelujah. In order to live this life, we got to live that holiness. We got to live this holiness in us. Hallelujah. We got to sit apart from the world. We got to be separated. Come from among those that unbelievers. Hallelujah. See, I don't know about nobody else. Yes, but I witness them. I get around them. But if they don't receive, I'm going to move. And if sometimes I'm going to move, I'm going to move on out of the way. Hallelujah. Because I know my God is holy. Hallelujah. Hey, he made me holy. Hallelujah. He made me holy when he filled me with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And then went on. Hallelujah. That's what he wants man to live after on earth in this generation, to live and believe in his Holy Spirit, because that's what he sent back for us to live by. Hallelujah. When he was there, hallelujah, before he left this earth, hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. He was there with his disciples. The disciples had him there. They had all the Holy Spirit right there with them. Hallelujah. They had the helper. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Spirit is, our helper. He gave us a helper. He sent our helper. The Father sent it back. Hey. He sent it down here in Jesus. He told Jesus. Jesus was talking about it. Hey, and I tell the people, God, he sent it. Jesus brought it. And I've got his Holy Spirit. I'm talking about I've got that spiritual mind. I've got the mind of Christ. I've got the mind. I treat people right. I've got the mind. I live right. I've got the mind. I pray for the world. So many people just pray for themselves, or pray for their family. I pray to pray for every soul in the world, because all souls are God. Hallelujah. Whether they believe as you believe, but I pray, I ask God to get a hold to them. I ask God to change them, Lord. I ask God to give them a right standing with him. I ask God, those that don't have a full understanding, open up their mind. Hallelujah. That's why I ask God to work up on us. Work up on us, God, till we get there. Begin to move in your direction. And we then will have a mind to begin to pray and ask God for the things that we need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory be to God. And I was praying for a lady, hallelujah, about week before last, and praying for one of my church members. And she told me the lady on the other note, on three-way, said she afraid she don't know how to pray. I said, what her name? She told me. I can't think. But I said, baby, let me tell you something. You pray to God as you're talking to me. Hallelujah. You talk to your other friends. Hallelujah. You open your mouth. You're not afraid to talk to her. She said, no, I'm not. I said, you open your mouth. You come as you are. That was Jesus said. Come as you are. What ain't right? He said, I'll fix it if you want it to be fixed. Hallelujah. He said, I ain't going to break in now and fix it. But if you come to me and tell me, God, I want to be saved. God, I want to live this life. God, whatever take for me to make it with you. Hallelujah. Whatever it's going to take for me to go back with you when you come. Lord, I ask you to put it in me, and then I will live it. Hallelujah. But so many people don't want it. They still want to play. They still think they got time. Oh, I'm going to wait. I got time. I'm too young. I want to have me some fun. Hey, you want to have some fun, you get in Jesus. You have all the fun that you want. Hallelujah. And it's not a void moment when you get in Jesus, because when you get in him, he's in you. Good God Almighty. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, because I bow before my God. Hallelujah. It's my. I bow before my God. Ooh, I feel his spirit just running through my body. Hey, I just respect him. I give him praise. I give him glory and honor. Hey, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give you praise, Jesus. The glory is already his. But he said he will give his. Give us his Shekinah glory. He'll put his glory up on us. Yes, said Moshiach. He'll put his glory up on us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. A child of God will know a child of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I praise God for his Holy Spirit. I praise him for having that spiritual mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the word of God said, let this mind be in you, that once also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need him today. Hallelujah. We can't do without him. Hallelujah. I don't know about nobody else, but I can't do without him. Hallelujah. I can't make it a minute. Hallelujah. I tell him I need you every sucker. Hallelujah. I ask you even for a second come, I need you, God. Hallelujah, because I'm lost without you. I said, I'm lost without you. I am empty without you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Hey, that's why so many people are so, mind so messed up today. So many people are depressed. So many people, they get depressed, some overeat, then some can't eat at all. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know, they said you don't get depressed, you be oppressed. But when I lost my mother, hallelujah, I just found myself sitting there. And I told God, I said, God, I said, I bind your spirit. I bind you on my crooked foot, and I cast you out. Hallelujah. I said, Jesus, I don't allow myself. Hallelujah. I said, I know my mother gave her heart to you. I know later on in her life, Lord, I said, she lived in the best she know how to live. But one thing, she did not deny your name. Hey, glory. Hey, glory. And those people out here denying God's name. Oh, glory. But if you don't deny his name, hey, and you go back and ask him to forgive you, he'll come on in. Hallelujah. He'll watch your soul. I say, he'll watch your soul. Hey, so many souls need to be watched. If they don't get watched today, they began to have a spiritual mind. Oh, a mind to do as the Spirit leads them to do. Hallelujah. Then they're sitting back, hallelujah, criticizing about somebody else or talking about somebody else. Talk about the lady up the street. Oh, your house is so filthy. Well, why don't you get up and go and tell her, sister, you might ain't able, but if you allow me, I will help clean it up. Hallelujah. Or if the person ain't down in a bed sick, I will clean up. But the person on their feet, come on, let's work together. Hallelujah. I believe in working together, and we'll get things back in order. Hallelujah. Because their mind is not right. Hallelujah. They all want to sit back and criticize on this one and that one. You need to get in the word. Hallelujah. My God. Hey. Oh, glory be to God. Like I heard a lady was saying, hey, she said, I can boast. She was talking about, I can boast. And people started turning around looking at her. She said, I can boast on my Jesus. Hallelujah. You boast. You want to boast? I can boast on my Jesus, what he's done for me, hallelujah. Not only for me, hallelujah. I can boast on my Jesus for other people I have prayed for. Oh, glory be to God. they got delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God made ways for them that they didn't have no way. I can boast on my Jesus when I call up on his name. He going to come and see about me. I can boast on him because I got a spiritual mind. My mind is on Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We got time for everything else, but when it comes to our Jesus, we don't have no time. I'm talking about the unsaved, because if you saved, your mind's supposed to be in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When people's mind is messed up, and it's time that we get our mind straight up. And I said again, straight up. And the only way we're going to get that mind strained up, we got to repent of our sin. Hallelujah. We got to repent and tell God to fix you. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he's such a loving God. And he ain't going to look at how many times we sin. But if we come back and ask him to forgive us, he'll forgive us. Because he loves us. Because he gave up his life for you. Hey, glory. Because he was beaten for you. My God, my God. You can't find a man to take a woman's place and be beaten for her. Hey, glory. You can't find a man that take another man's place and be beaten on him. Beaten till you couldn't recognize who he was. But he loved us so much. He loved us so much. He took that beating. Hey, glory. My God, my God. I'm talking about my Jesus today. I'm talking about him, hallelujah, because he lives on the inside of me. My mind is spiritual. I got my mind spiritual. Hey, I got a spiritual mind. Hallelujah, Lord. I just want to do that's what's right. I want to help those in need help. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say a kind word to somebody, Lord, that they heart is hurting this morning. Their heart is heavy this morning. Hallelujah. Just a kind word that will lift somebody up. Hallelujah. But people got their minds so mistangled all up in the devil. Before they say a good word, they'll say something bad and make you feel worse. That's not the way God fits it for it to be. Hallelujah. We're supposed to love. Hallelujah. Because he is love. Hallelujah. He is love. He let us know that we got to have that love on the inside. Hallelujah. Say something that will help somebody, not something that will harm somebody. Glory be to God. Some people just get a kick out of hurting somebody's feelings. Sitting back and laughing, talking about it. Ha, ha, ha. But one thing about it, you laughing now. I tell you, you're going to be crying later. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because when Jesus, when he hung up on that rugged cross, hallelujah, they already had stretched him wide. My. Hey. They lift him high. Because, see, they did not know her. He had already said, he said, if I be lifted up, he said, I draw all men unto me. And while he was just on that cross, glory be to God, he looked her. Glory be to God. He looked her. My. He looked and he seen us coming. He looked. And he seen her coming. Oh, glory be to God. And he couldn't die anyway till the Holy Spirit said so. Good God Almighty. I praise God for him. I praise God for him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That he came in me one day. Hallelujah. He came in me. Hallelujah. My. Oh, I was telling the lady on the phone yesterday in the house. Oh, glory be to God. How my Lord talks to me sometimes. And she said, first she didn't want to accept it, but then later on, I had heard him. I said, he called me by my name. Hallelujah. I said, he called me out loud like I'm talking to you. Glory be to God. I said, don't matter to me who believe or not. I know. Have that personal relationship with him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I can be in one room of the house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He'll speak to me. He said, Nelly, go in the other room and pray. My God. Thank you, Jesus. And I told her I was talking to another black lady, and a white woman passed by, and she stopped when she heard us say, lady in there, and the black lady was saying, yes, he will talk out to you loud. She said, I don't mind. She said, I'm not trying to get in your conversation, but I heard you say something about God talk out loud to you. She said, I ain't never heard it. She said, he will. Then he will reveal. He will reveal to you. But I said he talk out to you loud sometimes. And I ain't telling nobody how. Glory be to God. Tell him. Hey, my God. Hallelujah. I said he will. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God. I'm talking about having a spiritual mind. Hallelujah. And sometimes, like I said, he'll get in your ear. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. He'll get in your heart and tell you something. Hallelujah. And sometimes that he tell you, you might don't want to do it. And you're fine. At least I have found myself telling God, I don't want to do this because so-and-so going to do so-and-so. And I ain't going to do nothing. But I'm saying, I might get angry. When God got his hands on you, you ain't going to get angry. You're going to do what he said do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And when God tell you again, he going to tell you. Go out with your God. I said, I got to know for sure. I'm listening to you now. Because I'm hearing you. He said the third time, baby, before I knew I was up, standing on my feet, I start to walk. My God. I just praise God for Jesus. I praise him for the real God that's living on the inside of me. Hallelujah. I'm talking about having a spiritual mind. Hallelujah. Because if you have a spiritual mind, he's going to lead you and guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. If you got a spiritual mind, and then there's two signs on the road. One's the detour. Glory be to God. My God. And the other says stop. I don't think you're going to keep on going where you should stop there. I think you're going to detour. Hallelujah. If you got a spiritual mind, you're going to detour because you know trouble lies ahead. But if your mind is not spiritual, your mind is messed up, tangled, tied up in Satan, you'll get going through where you should stop it. You'll find yourself in a hole or you'll find yourself on the side of the road. Hallelujah. I praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, so many times the devil try to put those old spirits in our way, put us a detour. I bind them up, and I crush that spirit to the root. I cast that spirit out. I don't let it stay there. I cast it out, and I send it back to Satan when it came. Glory be to God in Jesus. There is no detour. Hey, it's a straight and narrow way. Glory. And I'm so glad today that he put me in that straight and narrow way. He put me on that street called straight. Hey, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I can't tell you that every day's been good. But I can tell you, I kept holding on to me, Jesus. I can't let go. I'm going to hold on. I can't let go. Hallelujah. Because I want to receive my crown. Glory. I done lived in this earth. Went through some hard times. Hey, feel like I went through hell and went through it backwards. That's a figure of speech because if you get in hell, you ain't going to get out of it. But what I'm saying, I've been through some things. But God brought me through her because God said, hallelujah, he got his hands up on me. He said his blood is up on me. And long as his blood up on me, he said nobody, hallelujah, I said no more. Sure, gonna be able to touch your man. Hey, my. Hey, glory. They ain't gonna be able to touch you. Hey, glory. They might try, but they won't. Glory. My. He said, I'll seal you. Hey, I've been sealed. Glory to God. Woo! Glory be to God with this anointing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he said, the anointing of God is a destroyer. It's a destroyer. You take it away, you destroy it. Something destroyed, it can't be put back together. He destroyed it. I don't know. What in to get to try even put nothing back. Hallelujah. Oh, I've been sealed with the blood of Jesus. I'm talking about having a spiritual mind. And hallelujah. you out there, if you don't have it, just pray, God, give me a spiritual mind. Because pray, God, I want to be real. Pray, God, I repent of everything I have done that wasn't pleasing in your eyesight. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important to pray throughout the day. Because sometimes a wrong thought can get in your mind. Hallelujah. And you just let that thought go. Just let it sit there, then another one come, then that thing begin to grow, make a strong hope, and you'll find yourself a very vain person. Hallelujah. A very vain, yeah, vain person. And how I love to talk and love to gospel and God's words, and let your conversation be holy. Hallelujah. Talk about the goodness of Jesus. Talk about when you were down and out, he picked you up. Hallelujah. Talk about when you was hungry, he fed you. Talk about when you was clothed, naked, he clothed you. Talk about when you was homeless, he gave you a home. Hallelujah. A shelter over your head. Talk about when you didn't have a car and you desired to have a car. He blessed you with a car. And when you didn't have a job, he blessed you with a job. These are the things we need to tell somebody, because there is somebody still don't have a car. Somebody still don't have a job. Hallelujah. Somebody don't probably don't have no clothes, but they got me back. And they'll say, God did it for you. And you just got through telling me he the same God. You just got through telling me, sister, he changed not. Hey, you say he the same today as he was yesterday. Hey, and I know you did it for that sister or that brother. I said, I believe you, Jesus, you'll do it for me. And glory be to God. And Lord will direct them to where to go and look for a job, where to go to apply for a home. Hallelujah. Where to go to get some clothes to put on their back. Hey, where to go. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. And I know around the world, people call them different things, but in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, they call it the soup bowl. They go there and eat one meal. But I said it shouldn't be lined up like that. It should be lined up. They can go eat three meals a day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They need to eat. Hallelujah. If they don't eat that breakfast, they need to eat that lunch and that supper. Hallelujah, God. Because so many refuse. Hallelujah. To go in, and the way these shelters is made today, got to sit up. My God, my God. You got to be in a certain hour. But if the man can go down in the park, he can lay there all night until the police come. But glory be to God, so someone let's go and find them a place and get them a box and get behind that box and go to sleep. They say they ain't bossing nobody, and they don't want nobody to boss them. But I'm telling you, if you get your heart right with God and you become spiritual minded, there is nothing too hard for God to do. Hallelujah. He came to make your crooked road straight. Hallelujah. When your life was messed up, he gave you a new life. Hallelujah. But he gave you a new mind. Because you got a spiritual mind now. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a spiritual mind. I know what I'm talking about. But I'm letting you know things going on in earth. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Not like him. Hallelujah. Because he said, as he said, when he come, he's going to have his reward going to be with him. Well, he said he's coming back. He's coming back with his reward. So if you don't live right, glory be to God, my God, according to his word, you're going to go, oh, glory be to God, you're going to go with the old people always caught on the dark side. And I said, you're going to hell, because that's what the Bible said. And if you live on God's side, you're going to heaven. That's what he said in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about having a spiritual mind. We need the spiritual mind. And that spiritual mind is Christ Jesus. We need that mind, honey. We need to live right. We need to be out here telling somebody, oh, glory be to God. Oh, the wage of sin is death. That's a spiritual-minded person. When your mind gets spiritual, you're going to want to be a helper to somebody else. Hallelujah. I said the wages, hallelujah, of sin is death. He said, the gift of God is eternal life. And you got the gift of God, you got eternal life. Hallelujah. We out there here witness, witness for Jesus. Hallelujah. We ain't got time to witness. Oh, glory be to God. We got time to do other things. Hallelujah. And you sitting back and saying, that's your business. My God, my God. And I want to tell you, because I hear you in the spirit. That's your business. But I'm telling you, it's God's business. It's God's business. It's God's business, sister. Hey, glory be to God. I thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. We need to have the spiritual mind of Christ. Hallelujah. We ought to do what the word of God say we can do. Hallelujah. We can have what the word of God say we can have. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah, if we walk aright, hallelujah, he will not walk. Draw any good things from you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I say he a way maker. I'm talking about you have a spiritual mind. You got the mind of Christ. You got the mind. Be quiet because he on the inside. Hey, glory be to God. And he works on the outside. See, he already brought a change in your life. Because people that used to know you, hallelujah, and they see how God had changed you, they know, hallelujah, that you've been changed, hallelujah, and they see how God began to bless you. And glory be to God. And those that really want to be blessed and live for God, they're going to come and ask you, tell me about this Jesus you're talking about. Hallelujah. People have got what they don't even want to share Jesus with you. I've got it for myself. You need to get it for you. Don't have that attitude. Because one day, hey, I'm so glad somebody prayed for me. Hey, somebody prayed for me. I ain't no prayed for me. So that's why I pray for every person in the whole wide world. I'm praying for every soul in the whole wide world. My God, my God. On God timing. That's on God timing. Mm-hmm. His people, hallelujah, his people, he's going to send somebody else to witness again, hallelujah, and see, and then he's going to turn around, mm-hmm, and he's going to get the increase in your heart, hallelujah, somebody planted, somebody watered, hallelujah, somebody gave the increase, my God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. This what he gave me came through. My generation of people, hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. My God, my God. Yeah, at the age of 4 years old, he talked to me. I never heard the word prophesied until I got grown. But I was prophesizing to my mother. Hey, hey. And God would talk to me. How to slip away and get in my room. And me and Jesus would talk. Hey, hey. I'm talking about spiritual life. I'm talking about I got a spiritual mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about even as a young girl, God set me apart. Hey, glory, God, glory. Because when you've been set apart, you can't do what the others do. Hey, some of them told me, oh, you think you're stuck up. Hey, I was stuck up, but I was stuck in with that spirit. Hey, glory be to God, glory. I thank you, Jesus. I thank him that he loved me. Glory be to God. Because there's people out here, hallelujah, oh, they don't feel love. It would just bless somebody's heart. If somebody come and tell them, baby, God love you, and I love you too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody, thank you, Jesus. I just praise God. Hallelujah. My. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, when I talk to people, hallelujah, even those that be low in the spirit, hey, they begin to agree with me. That's right. Hallelujah. And some will smile. But you know, I thank God. I know it's God. That's what God wants to do. He wants us to get off of. Hey, that man's off your track thing. That's what that preacher said. But God wants to get up and do something. Do something. Witness to somebody. Go and wash somebody's clothes. Go and let mop somebody. somebody's house if they ain't able to do it. Then you showing the love of Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's just not enough to say, I've got Jesus. I've got Jesus. Yeah, but do he have you? That's what we need to ask. Essence. Jesus, do you have me? I said, I've got you. Do you have me? Glory. Hallelujah. I'm talking about having a spiritual mind. Because we need that spiritual mind. Hallelujah. Got to have that spiritual mind. There's no other way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we can please our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't even live right. Hallelujah. We might try. Run to the church every Sunday, hearing the word. Going out the door. And at the preacher preaching. Mm-hmm. Amen. And some don't even send me amen. Some of them say, you're right. You right. Some so full of sin that they lift me so close. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Yeah, Go on out and do what they normally do. But it's time out, church. It's time out, church. We need to get up. Hallelujah. We need to get up. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. I know there are some churches don't even believe in praising. But glory be to God. I believe in amen to the word. Because the word was here when I got here. Hallelujah. And when I go to church, even though they don't believe in it, you better bless your bottle book. I'm going to say, praise the Lord. I'm going to say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can look at me all you want. Because the man on the inside of me, my. He the one holds me up. Glory be to God. And I said, Holy Ghost, hey, come on in the room. And I said, praise him. For I know the preacher in his sermon, he'll holler, praise him. Then some of the congregation started looking. Good God Almighty, it's the word of God in you. You ought to show some signs. That let me know. Hallelujah. You ain't showing no signs. Glory be to God. Your mind ain't got spiritual yet. You need to get that mind spiritual. Hallelujah. I am not ashamed of my God. Hallelujah. Because he said, if I be ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of me before his father. Hallelujah. I don't mind lifting him up. Hallelujah. Because I got a spiritual mind. I got a spiritual mind. Hallelujah. I live the word. Hallelujah. And I'm not telling nobody I'm perfect because there is not no one on this earth is perfect. Hallelujah. I know there is some more advanced than others, but still, you can't point your finger at nobody. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But one thing for sure, hallelujah. Oh, so much can be said, but people get so offended. I'm not trying to offend nobody. I want to bless them that they were getting the word. They would just repent of their sin. And they'll say, God, come on in my life. God, some people say, I don't even like to talk. That's mercy. I'm a very quiet person. God, let me talk for you. Let me open my mouth up for you. Let me tell somebody that you is love. Hey, I said, God is love. Hey, you never had a lover until you get him in on the inside. You got the lover of your life. Hey, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And that song said, I just can't take my eyes off of him. Hey, I put my eyes up on him. Glory be to God in his word because he is the word. Hallelujah. Put my eyes on the word. My God, my God. He said, hallelujah. He will never leave me nor forsake me. He will be with me until the end. Hallelujah. I'm talking about I got a spiritual mind. I got the mind of Christ. And because I got the mind of Christ, I want to do right. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a well-made up mind. Hallelujah. And keep that mind up on Christ Jesus. I'm talking about, hallelujah, having a spiritual mind. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. I'm going to Isaiah. Let me get my water that quick. I'm going to Isaiah 26:3. I'm getting a little water. Ooh, glory. I used to have it in there. That's enough right there. Isaiah 26:3. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus, and have your way. Isaiah, and then I say, Isaiah 26:3. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm still talking about a spiritual mind. A spiritual mind. And when you have a spiritual mind, you're going to have a peaceful mind. Hey, you're going to have a loving mind. You're going to have a love. You're going to have love in your heart towards one another. Hey, when you got a spiritual mind. And Isaiah said, Isaiah said, you. Okay. He said, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed up on you. If your mind, God will keep us in perfect peace, because, you know, he got his mind stayed up on us, and we got our mind up on him, because he that trusts in you, and he that know Christ is your Prince of Peace. See, Christ is our Prince of Peace. He's our Prince of Peace. And he said, if we have the mind of Christ, is to be spiritual mind. To have a mind of Christ is to be spiritual minded. I heard this old lady years ago with the church you sing, I love the Lord, he heard my cry. I don't want to get started on it. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. But she said she loved the Lord who heard her cry. So she had him in her soul. And when she sang that song, glory, 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 you see the Spirit of God moving all over her. He heard her cry. Hey, and when God get in you, when you in him, you can say he is my Prince of Peace. Hey, when the dark clouds rose in our life, when storm winds blow, hey, ask God, he is my peace. Hallelujah. Situation come my life. God, I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I pray, but I don't know how to fix it. Oh, he'll give me peace. He'll give me peace in my heart. Hallelujah. Hey, you ain't got to worry, Lord, because I got it. Hey. That's turning a loser. But you can't do nothing with it, but I got it. Yeah. And God, he'll give me that peace. He'll give me that peace. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is my Prince of Peace. I'm so glad to know that he's my Prince of Peace. He be your Prince of Peace too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. He'll be your baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He be your bread in your storm, in starvy land. Oh, Lord, so many people in the world are starving today. All over the world, they are starving. Glory be to God. My God, we need that. But the Bible said, he said, the love of many. On the West Coast, and you look around, you can see it. You can see it even all in the church house. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. And I was reading last night, and he was saying in the Word, he's going to send judgment, and it's going to begin in the house of the Lord. I mean, I done read before, and I heard it from many people, ministers before. Hallelujah. And church seems like church. Glory be to God. It just like her. You open the door, you walk in there, you're walking into a cold deep freezer. I mean cold, because they don't have the Spirit of God. Hey, you just be sitting there. Oh, let me see what's going on here. My God. Let me tell you, it's time for us to wake up, church. It's time for us to wake up and get on board. I said, time for us to get on board. Hallelujah. It's time for us to get on board. Hallelujah. And put our hands in Jesus' hand. Hey, glory be to God. Because he one got the power. Hallelujah. I said, have that spiritual mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, there's so many beautiful songs that reach out and touch somebody. I want to reach out and touch Jesus. Hey. Because nobody can do nothing for me but Jesus. Hey. Glory be to God. I said, Jesus, I don't know about you. Hallelujah. You can pray for me. I accept that you pray, hallelujah, the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to accept that. But I'm talking about for me, my needs, only Jesus can do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Talking about let this mind be in you. We need this mind to be in us. He said, which was in Christ. Hallelujah. My God, my mind. And I know my God, he had a righteous mind. Hallelujah. I know he is our supreme. He's our supreme. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's my joy. Hallelujah. Well said. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about having a spiritual mind. And if you got Jesus and your mind ain't spiritual, you better go back and check. You better go back and check. I'm talking about Jesus, the one that hung up on Calvary cross. Hallelujah. The one said, hallelujah, He's my author, my finisher, my faith. Hallelujah. I'm talking about Jesus. Praise God, praise God. He said in his word, Isaiah 26 and 3, if you keep your mind, if you keep your mind on him, he will give you perfect peace. If you stay with him, he'll give you perfect peace. Why he give it? Because you trust in him. If you trust in him, he'll do what he said. Hallelujah. And then you can say, oh, I trust him because I seen he did what he said. Hallelujah. And you trust in him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, the Bible said, trust ye in the Lord. Hallelujah. For in a time, the Lord Jehovah is an everlasting strength. He be your everlasting strength. And you got a spiritual mind. You got to have that spiritual mind. Hallelujah. Mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. You can tell yourself, if I follow him, I know I'll be all right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about, hallelujah, keeping your mind up on him. Hallelujah. Keep your mind and have you, if anybody asks you, do you have a spiritual mind? You can, yes, I got a spiritual mind. Hallelujah. If you have a spiritual mind, you're a real truthful person. You won't be no liar. Hallelujah. You won't be no backbiter. You won't be no thief. You won't be a murderer. Because more people murder people with the tongue. More people go around lying. More on people stealing from each other. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As you keep your, have that spiritual mind, you won't have the mind to do these things. Hallelujah. Because you have that word of God, the word of God in your heart. You have that truth. Hallelujah. You have that spiritual mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so if we don't have these things going, operating in our life every day, I'm talking about that truth. Hallelujah. That love, that joy, and that peace. That long suffering. Hey, you got a spiritual mind. My God, you can be willing. I know nobody don't want a long suffer, but that's all is in it. You got to long suffer sometime. Glory be to God. But in the midst of our long suffering, what he doing, he building us up. He's making us stronger. Hallelujah. When we go through it, glory be to God. He's going to bring us out because guess what? He's going to take us through something else. Glory, glory. He said, each day we get a new grace. A grace of him. Hallelujah. Grace. Oh, glory, glory, glory. He renew us every day. Hallelujah. Every day. Every day. Hallelujah. His grace. His mercy. His mercy is forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to Philippians. Hallelujah. I'm still talking about a spiritual mind. And so many people don't want no spiritual mind. So many people say they like the way it is. Well, I'm praying for your soul, that the Lord touch your heart. Hallelujah. You want to surrender everything for him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm talking about Philippians. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Where is it? Right here. Thank you, Jesus. Talking about it. Hallelujah. What the word of God said in his word. I'm talking about having a spiritual mind. And he said, Philippians, the second chapter and the second, I'm going to read the second, third, and the fifth. Okay. He said, For you, fill your mind over him. He says, for ye, my joy. Get that joy down in your spirit. Hallelujah. Only he can do it. He said, a spiritual growth. He wants to grow his spirit down in your heart. Hallelujah. That joy. He said, that joy unspeakable. He said, full of glory. He said, that ye be like-minded. Other words. That be like-minded. Unit of mind and in the heart. Having the same love. It's a God kind of love. So many people say, oh, I just love you. But do you have God love? And if you don't have God love, you don't love me. Hallelujah. Because it's impossible for you to love me. And you don't have God love, my God. Because he's a lover. Hallelujah. It's a God kind of love. Being one accord and being in one mind. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he went on down to the third verse. He said, let nothing be done through strife. You don't want to do nothing through strife. Hallelujah. You don't want nothing to be done through strife. Uh-huh. He said, strive of vain glory. It's too much, all this stuff going on. Let's come together and love the Lord, like he said, which is the viewpoint. All of this, he's talking about the viewpoint of the cross. Hallelujah. The viewpoint on the cross, what he did for us. The object of our faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said here, having the same love and one mind. We're supposed to have the love of Jesus. We're supposed to have the mind of him. Hallelujah. Of the Lord, God, your Prince of Peace, your chief cornerstone, your leader of your valley, your bright and morning star, whatever you want to call him. He always to me. Mm-hmm. My rose of Sharon. Glory. My Jehovah Jireh. My. Hey, glory. My rock, my shield, my buckler. I said, I can call on him. He knows what I'm calling on. He knows because he's my shield and buckler. He's going to come and see what I need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm talking about having a spiritual mind. And we need that spiritual mind. We need that mind today. Because so much going on. Every time we turn around, somebody lost their life. Or somebody just died out the world. But we don't know whether or not they had Jesus. So that's why it's so important to, we out here minister Jesus as whosoever will hear his word. They would harden not their heart. They would ask them to come in their heart and forgive them. Lord, I want to be with you when you come back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. being my all in all. Cause I said, ain't got nobody, but I got Jesus. He's my all in all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm talking about having a spiritual mind, and we need that spiritual mind today. Praise God. We need that spiritual mind. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We can't live without it. I'm talking about having the mind of Christ. When you have a spiritual mind, you're going to have a do right mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Hallelujah. You ain't going to do the things in life that not lacking. You know, the Bible said all unseen. All singing. He's all the unseen. All the sin in your life. All unrighteousness. Unrighteousness is sin. You got all the sin. You can't see no righteousness. We want to see some righteousness. We want to see some good things in people's lives. We want to see God blessing his people. We want to see God baptizing his people. Hallelujah. And then we say, Lord, you're doing what you said you're going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I stand and tell you today, it will be another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Hey, something that the world never seen before. Hey, glory. It coming. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about having a spiritual mind. Glory be to God, because if I have a spiritual mind, I'm going to love my brethren. I'm going to love my sister. Hallelujah. I'm going to respect them. Hallelujah. And I hope they respect me. Hallelujah. But even if they don't, I'm going to respect them. Glory be to God. Glory. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus this morning. Lord, hallelujah. His way is the only way. Hallelujah. I say his way is the only way. Having a spiritual mind. We need that spiritual mind. Hallelujah. And only for us to have that spiritual mind, hallelujah, we got to have the mind of Christ. You got to have the mind of Christ in order to have that spiritual mind. Praise God for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I praise your name this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Having a spiritual mind. You want to do right. Hallelujah. My. Brother Peter over him. Brother Peter saying over him. Peter. Okay. Brother Peter saying over him. Thank you, Jesus. He said, finally, be ye all of one mind. Hallelujah. He said, one mind. Having compassion one of the other, brethren. Be tender-hearted. Be courteousness. Be friendly. Have a friendly mind. Friendly mind and kind. These are the things that the Lord Jesus is looking for us. Hallelujah. When we associate with others. You have a tender heart. You're a friendly mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't go all puffed up like you more than die. My God. Paul will let us know. Be of all of one mind. Have that one mind is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we praise God for having that mind of Christ in our life. Hallelujah. You know, one day we might have said, I hate so-and-so. But when God came in our life, he took that hatred out. He put love in there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And there is some people just say, you know, I always been quiet. I don't like to talk. I just don't like to talk. I talk a little bit. But started praying, ask God, Lord, let me be more open. Let me be able to say something good. Say something good about somebody. Don't think evil about nobody. Don't hate nobody without a cause. Say, God, put your love in my heart because I want to be very spiritual-minded. When you very spiritual-minded, ain't too much going to pass you that you don't see. Hey, glory. 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 And I praise God for his word. That knowing that I have to let my mind, my mind, the mind was also in Christ Jesus. My. And you know when he was here, ain't nothing past him. Didn't nothing come up on him that he didn't know about. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about having God, having the spirit, mind as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you. Have that love in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then go turn to 1 Peter. I'm just talking about a spiritual mind. I'm asking you all that don't have that spiritual mind, ask God to save you and give you that spiritual mind. It's for everybody. He's for everybody. He died for every soul. Amen. He died for every soul. He didn't die for one person. But I believe in my heart if he had to, I believe he would have, because that's the kind of love he got. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm so glad that I can say we have a Jesus that loves all the wrong we've done and is doing. He loves us with that everlasting love. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. All right. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, and the 1st verse. Paul, 1 Peter. Thank you, Jesus. And this Peter was talking here. My God, my God. Brother Peter was all right. But he built his rock up on Peter. My. He said, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh. Yes, he did. He said, for as much as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, yourself. No, I'm sorry, I missed the word. He said, arm yourself likewise in the same mind. Now, if Christ suffered for us in the flesh, we got to arm ourselves. We got to get just like down like him. Hallelujah. He suffered in the flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, as Christ suffered for us in the flesh, when he was here, when he went to the cross, he suffered because they beat him. And then they hung him from 6 to 8 hours. That's anything suffering. It's a pain. It's a strain. It's a long time, you know. But by him being who he was able to stay. But he said he suffered as Christ suffered in the flesh for us. Arm yourself like mine. Amen. For he who suffered in the flesh has ceased from sinning. And when you begin to suffer in the flesh, hallelujah, you begin to suffer. Oh, you say, everybody's sinning. But I'm talking about that's how God, because he took that sin nature, hallelujah. That's how we get rid of that sin nature, because the things that we used to want to do, we won't even have no desire. Hallelujah. The things that we said we can't live without, we don't have no desire. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Become yourself, hallelujah. Just all for Jesus. Hey, glory be to God. He said, hallelujah. If he suffered in the flesh, we got to suffer too in the flesh. Hallelujah. For he who suffered in the flesh ceased from sinning. Glory be. We got to struggle. So many people struggling in the flesh. They struggling. Hallelujah. We don't have to struggle. Hallelujah. Christ suffered for us in the flesh, that we may have victory over the flesh. We got victory. Hallelujah. When that flesh want to get up and do something, it's all right, flesh. Sit down, flesh. Just speak to it. You sometimes have to command him. Because sometimes the devil won't, he'll make it stronger. Hey, you know, sometimes, you know, like, I'm going to say, if the doctor say, you don't need to eat no chocolate. And you do it a little all right, but then later on, that spirit is getting you, ooh, man, you got to get some chocolate, and you look out there, you got, I'm going to get a little bit, You're going to suffer in this flesh for me. If I say you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Hallelujah. Because we are him. We are his temple. Hallelujah. We are his temple. Amen. He said, sometimes we have to rebuke that old flesh. Hallelujah. He said, for he who suffers in the flesh, you will cease from sin. Hallelujah. Because when the Holy Spirit gets in you, you won't even have no desire to commit sin. Hallelujah. And then the word of God went on to say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't have to go back and forth trying to stop. Sometimes you want to go, but I tell you, when the Holy Spirit will get in there, you ain't got to try to stop. The Holy Spirit will stop you himself. He said, the Holy Spirit who commands, who demands, he demands that our faith be in Christ. The Holy Spirit, put your faith in Christ, the mind of Christ. You can go through things that you think you never could have went through. You can't go. Why? Because you got the mind of Christ. Why? Because you believe him for his better what say. Why? Because he will root you and ground you in his word. Why? Because you made, hallelujah, Sunday call. Because you made him your Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you made him your Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. You can cease from those simple things. Hallelujah. You can cease from those things. Hallelujah. And I ain't going to say it's going to come overnight, but I'm telling you, as you keep on praying and you meant what you said, the things that you used to like to do, you only have a mind to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. I'm talking about faith. Faith in him, what he did at the cross for you. Hallelujah. I'm talking about faith in Jesus. Praise his name. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, today. Because God is so good. Hallelujah. He is so worthy to be praised. I said, have faith in God. Hallelujah. To have that faith in him. I'm talking about if you have the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. In order to have a mind of Christ, you have to have the spiritual mind. Your mind got to be spirit. It's not enough to say, well, I know him. He know me. But if you're doing what he said, hallelujah. If you being, get yourself lined up with the word, hallelujah. I don't care if it ain't but a little bit. If you're doing that little bit, hallelujah. If he find that his faith in you, hallelujah. Find his truth in your heart, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do he find that love, hallelujah. One thing about it. As people say, you can trick me, but you can't trick God. Hallelujah. Because his eyes run to and fro in the earth. Hallelujah. You can't get by with him. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about having a spiritual mind. Praise God. Every born-again person of Jesus Christ. I say every born-again person of Jesus Christ have a spiritual mind. It might ain't all the way, I guarantee you, but they got a spiritual mind. Hallelujah. And God continue work on their heart. And that's what he said. He give work on us. He'll work on us every day. Hallelujah. He ain't making us perfect. Hallelujah. Because as the apostle said yesterday, if he made us perfect, we couldn't even stand it right now. We couldn't. We couldn't. Well, he are working us into perfection. We are working
to get perfected in him. Hallelujah. Paul said we must die daily. We take off something. You know, yesterday you might have had a hateful spirit. Today I'm tired of being a hateful person, God. I lay it down. I lay it at your feet. I want to be a loving, kind of person. Hallelujah, Lord. My God. Some people so hateful. A child come to your door and say, Miss, will you give me a piece of bread? No, tell your mama, tell your daddy. That's hateful. Give that child something, not only bread. Say, baby, come on in. If it's all right with your parents, it's all right with me. Anything I got, you're welcome to it. Hallelujah. But I know so much changes in the world. But what I would do, I just give them a whole loaf. Take it to your mama. Because people got their own spirit. First thing they say, you done did something to my child. That's why it's good to be led by his spirit. Hallelujah. But I'm saying how people used to do days old when all this stuff went going out around. Some knock on somebody's door and say, will you give me a piece of bread? They'll be so happy to. People had the true love of God in their heart. And that's why God blessed them to make it through. And even today, if we got that true spirit, his true spirit, hallelujah, having a spiritual mind, God's going to bless them that's his. He said he's going to bless them that he also will bless those not his too, but he'll bless us more. He'll do more because you're mine. Hallelujah. And a man, Christ Jesus, a man gonna take care of his own thirst. He gonna make sure we're taken care of, but he gonna do for others because he's that kind of God. He loved all of us. He loved us even when we was in our sin, and why he would hang up on that old rugged cross. We were sinning. We were doing those that was here were doing everything they could do, big enough to do. And they weren't big enough, they were trying to find something else to do. But he still died for you because he know one day, he looked down through time, hallelujah, down through generation. Hey, glory! He looked down, he seen you, ha. Hey, he said, that was mine. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Hey. I said, I thank you, Lord. Hey, I said, he looked down through time. He picked out. Hey, he chose me for my mother. Hey, my mother. Hey, my mother, yes, hey. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, we were chosen people. We were chosen. Hey. My God, my Lord. We were chosen. Hallelujah. My. After we've chosen. My God, thank you, Jesus. But I'm so glad they chose me. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm talking about, at first I had to get him in my mind. I had to get Christ in my mind. And if I got him in my mind, I know my mind had to become spiritual. And then I had a spiritual mind. Hey, glory be to God. I know how to talk to people. Hallelujah. I know how to love people. I know how to be kind. Glory be to God. I know how to tell them that God loved them in spite of what they ever did. He ain't looking what they ever did because he already know. But only thing he just required, because his son, brother John, and he told him to tell him repent. Glory, that's all you have to do, just repent. Hallelujah. And once you repent, hey, glory. The next step to him, he'll come in. I said, he'll come in. And I'm so glad that he came into my heart. Hey. And he fixed it. He fixed it. Hallelujah. And I praise God today. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Having a spiritual mind. Hallelujah. And that someone somewhere, hallelujah, in this world, that mind is not spiritual. I ask you to pray, because we pray for every person in the whole world, that God will give you a spiritual mind. Hallelujah. And once your mind becomes spiritual, you're going to do what the Lord tells you and put in your heart to do. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, praise God, I am finished, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of the Apostle Colonel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Having a spiritual mind.
Amen, amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, prophetess. What a powerful anointed word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Father, we just thank you and praise you, O God, for allowing us to hear from you today.
Yes,
Lord. To know that our mind has to be right with your mind.
That's right.
Father, we ask today, as your servant has studied and declared your truth to us, Lord God, and we receive, O God, we are not just going to be hearers of this word today, Lord, but we will activate this word and become doers of the word, O God. We ask, Father God, for you to open the windows, the doors, and the gates of heaven right now. And, Lord,
right
begin
now?
To flood her heart. Oh,
yes,
God, saturate her with your spirit. Saturate her with your anointing, oh, God. We ask, oh, God, that you elevate her into who you are, oh, God, that she becomes more like you and less like herself, oh, God.
Amen,
Lord. We pray for all those that heard this word today.
Thank you, God, Jesus.
That they would, oh, God, look beyond the preacher and see you, Lord God.
Amen.
See you in the word, oh, God. And that they ask, oh, God, even as the preacher said, Lord, help me to get your mind, oh, God. Help me to understand like you speak, oh, God. And,
Father,
we are so careful to give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' holy name.
Yes,
you
Lord,
said
yes.
so much today, prophetess. It was just so beautiful. I was doing some things, and that was me that was causing some disturbance. But I didn't realize my phone was off of you.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Anna said she was hearing the noise. I was in the garage trying to look for some equipment. But I was listening to the word, and I had to come back in and put my phone on mute. But you spoke so much about having the mind of Christ. I mean, if my mind wasn't connected to the mind of Christ, I would be searching even more.
Amen.
You know, I would try to get connected, you know. And then you went in, you talked about loving each other. And that's
mm-hmm.
what I believe that we are lacking in the body of Christ.
That's right.
Deacon Fraser talked about it on Sunday. We say we love people, but then we don't love them. We just say making mouth service. You know, just like we say to God, we love God, but we're just giving mouth service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said that God, you might fool man, but you can't fool God. And that's the truth. Because a lot of people would say they love God, and you would say, well, that preacher, every time that preacher preached, man, he talked so much about loving God. But the way he lived, I don't think he loved God, you know, because people look at us. They're looking at the preachers. They're looking, you know, when you hear preacher is caught in the act with fornication, adultery, or homosexual lifestyle or stealing, you know, people begin to say, well, you know, I don't want to be Christian. I want to be saved, because if that's what the Christians do, why should I be saved? I'm comfortable doing it without going to the building. So we have to set, I said yesterday, we got to set a standard. We have to set a standard. Our standard has got to be God's standard. God already set the standard. No, we got to set the standard too. We got to have God's standard, because he said that very clearly. We have to allow people to see him in us and see him through us. Hallelujah. Our lifestyle point people to Christ. They point people to Christ. When they come, they say, well, I want to see the one that's giving you that joy. Every time I look at you, I know you don't have a job. You don't have no money. Your car's raggedy. You live in a raggedy apartment. You live in a raggedy house. You can't even afford to buy a lawnmower to cut your grass. Your grass is coming up like trees around your house. But you still got joy. I don't see you going to the grocery store as regular as other people go. But you still got joy. What's all about that joy that you have? Where you get that joy from?
Amen.
And then you start to tell them, well, Jesus, I got this all from Jesus. And I don't need stuff. I don't need stuff to make me smile. I don't need stuff to make me laugh. It's the joy of the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's why we sing that song, This Joy I Have. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. We have to. I see some Christians, I tell you, probably some LA, I see some Christians, some so-called people that call themselves Christians. That's mm-hmm. what I call them. But when I look at them, they don't have no joy.
That's right.
I look at them, and they look as mean as a barn house dog. You know, a barn house dog. They look like him. This look mean. And I said, my God, is this serving the same God I'm serving? Because they don't seem to have no joy. You did Isaiah 26:3. Mm-hmm. If you keep your mind on him, if your mind is stayed on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. So you ought to have some peace when you can smile and you can laugh. You ain't have no money in the bank, no money in your pocket, but you know that you connected to Christ.
Amen now.
Because he give you that peace.
Yes,
he give you
yes.
that peace. You get a call on the telephone that this or that from the creditors, but you say, I'm not worried about that because God going to take care of my situation. He fight my battle.
Yes.
So I don't have to walk around and look like a dog bite me. I don't have to walk around like the cat steal my joy. No, I can still have joy in the midst of it. I can still love my brother unconditionally.
Amen.
Unconditionally. You know, I can love my brother. You know, it don't mean that we always going to be on the same page. But we still gonna have love for each other. We still gonna have love for each other. You know,
right.
in the midst of the storm, the hurricane, and the tornadoes, and the earthquakes, we still gonna love each other. Why? Because we know that better is coming. We know better is coming. Better is coming. Because Jesus says so.
Yes,
Jesus said so. You know,
mm-hmm.
He said, I go to prepare a place for you that way I am, you will be also. Why? Because better's coming. Better's coming. That's what we have to get. We got to study this thing every day. Every day. You have
mm-hmm.
to study the Word of God. You have to spend time. If it's not about 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
if it's not about a half an hour, 45 minutes, give God some time of the day.
Yes,
spend
yes,
some
yes.
time so you stay connected. Because the enemy, I like to say this. I say this years ago. I still say it. The enemy don't drink coffee, he don't take a lunch break, and he don't care what time dinner is.
So anytime
he catch you not focusing on Christ, he going to put a thought in your mind. That's what he does.
He's
going to put a thought in your mind to get you doing something that is contrary to the spirit. That's why you have to have a spiritual mind.
That's right.
The devil trying to get you to do something that is contrary to your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So you start thinking different, that means you don't have a spirit mind. You start thinking different to God's way, guess what?
Oh, yes.
You're thinking the devil way, and you begin to act just like the devil, just like the devil.
Yes, you're true.
I hear people in the church. I was out of church, and I was a co-pastor of the church many, many years ago here in Boston. And the lady, it was two sisters that were twins. And one singing the choir, she was usher. And the other one was the church clerk.
Mm-hmm.
And she write the checks for the pastors and write the check for the musicians. Well, the guy who was playing the keyboard, he played the keyboard, but he liked to go to the strip bar. You know, he liked mm-hmm. to go and give his money to the prostitutes, really go and look through a peephole to see the women half naked.
Mm-hmm.
So he spent his money before the half of the month. Man, he get his check. Before the second week, his check is gone. You know, he get paid once a month. Now, he goes and tells her the Sunday morning, says, look, I got a dilemma, and I need to get my check early. Wait, this girl, she's a lady. She got about four children. She married everything. And I went over to her house and fixed some work over their house some years ago. But she comes out the church. She was running in the church, down the corridor of the church, dancing and singing and crying and boo-hoo, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, I love Jesus so much. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And when that guy asked her for that money, for that check early, I tell you, Evangelist Brown and all the people there, she come out the church. And right in front of the church building, right in front of the church building door.
Mm-mm-mm.
Man, that girl was calling some words. the MS, the GD, and all that kind of stuff. Who you think you are? You ain't going to get paid today. Be paid once a month, and that's it. That's it. I'm not going to go back in the books and change it. It wasn't a big thing that she had to do. Just give him a check, you know. It wasn't a big thing. And just read on the books. He got his check early. But she cussed that young man out in front of the building. People were looking. I can't believe she just come out of the church. Was just running in the church crying.
That's
I said she's filled with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost touched her, and she's crying. Oh, it was emotional.
It was all emotional.
Seconds, the Holy Ghost don't leave you that fast.
That's right.
I mean, seconds, that Holy Ghost was gone. Was gone. You see, you got to have this thing. Your mind has to be changed.
And
it don't change all at one time. That's why we got to stay in the Word. That's why we got to stay in the Word. We got to pray. You talked about that too. We got to pray. We got to spend time fasting and praying. Why? Because He's perfecting us. We are not perfect. You said that in the message too. We are not perfect, but He's perfecting us. And as we continue, as we continue to study the Word of God, God perfects us. God, in other words, God makes us more and more like Him, so that when people see us and say, "Oh, you're a Christian, aren't you?" You don't have to preach the Bible. They can look at you because the glory is resting upon you, and they say, "Oh, you're a Christian, aren't you?" They say, "You're a Christian." You say, "Yes, ma'am, I am saved." Then you can tell them. But they can see it on you because you cannot. No, my God. Listen. You cannot have oil on you and nobody don't see it.
Come on now.
Do you hear what I'm saying? You cannot spill oil on you and nobody don't see it. Well, it's the same way with the Holy Ghost. There's no way that you can be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and nobody don't see it. It can be seen. The Holy Ghost can be seen.
Amen.
He's a person. And it can be seen on you and in you and through you. They also, let me tell you, oh my God, here they said, they also can see when you still have the devil in you too. They can see it and they can hear it, that you still got the devil in you.
Uh-huh.
You know? That's why he says, he said, bitter and sweet don't come out the same faucet. So if you still got some devil in you, he's going to come out.
And that's so true.
Well,
you ain't going to get both of them
out. Bishop James is there. He's going to bring the prayer of salvation. But I tell you, Apostle, I can well call you if you, because you know that's where you're going. But you released such a word today. That word was so powerful, I tell you. It was just right on the money.
Well, praise God.
Long time, short time, folk, mind has to be changed.
Yes, Lord.
Folk, mind has to be changed. People have to get the mind of Christ. And you know, folk might want to say, how you get the mind of Christ? You got to get in the Word. You got to get the Word in you. Got to get the Word in you. Because my pastor told me many years when I was a young believer, I rededicated my life because I wanted to be baptized in Jesus' name here in America, because I was sprinkled back in my country. You know, we were all the churches, you know, all the churches was under the Catholic, and they didn't put you down in the tub. They didn't put you down in the water. They didn't put you down and submerge you. They come, they have a pedestal thing there with a basin in it, and they had a ladle. And you come in, and they pour a scoop of the water and pour on your head and run all down your thing. So I had that done. But when I got here, I went down the water in Jesus' name. I tell you, and I took off running. I never experienced nothing like that. I took off running. But here, in order to have the mind of Christ, you have to spend time in the Word of God. You can't wait till Sunday morning. You can't wait till Wednesday night when the pastor going to do midweek service. Sunday morning Bible study. You have to spend personal quality time like you spend with your husband or your wife to get to know them. Like when you first were dating. And then after you get to know her, now you got to keep doing what you did to get her. You got to keep doing what you did to get her.
To keep her.
You understand? So it's the same way with God. When you first got baptized and went down the water and you was excited to get that, now you got to keep doing the same thing when you is going to study. And then you start developing the same mindset of God yourself, because you're thinking like Him. The Word of God comes in your mind. And all the time, that's what you're hearing. It's mm-hmm. like playing a CD. And you can hear the music going on and going from track to track. That's what happened in your mind. So,
so I thank you
so much. And you spend so much time talking about it. And then I love what you did coming on to the last part of the sermon where you incorporate love, loving each other and caring for each other in that. That was just beautiful. Come on in, Bishop James, if you're ready. Come on in. Thank you so much, Prophetess.
Thank you.
You got all the gifts.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm going to say it quick. I just wish I had more, I'm going to say a better Bible to give me more words. You know, like my Bible, it don't have many background scriptures. This is what I'm talking about. I don't know where I can get one from. They give a lot of, scriptures on different words in the Bible, subjects in the mm-hmm. Bible. That's what I'm talking about. I need me
get a look for a Nelson. If you look for a Nelson Bible, it's the Nelson King James Bible.
We don't have nothing like down here. They closed the only books that we had. It's taking you time and tell me the price.
They got a Bible store. They got a Christian bookstore in Georgia. Big Christian bookstore.
I went down there to get it. I mean, they might have some more, but the one we had in Tuscaloosa.
You out there in Tuscaloosa? Yeah, that's close. That was closer in. That's called Suit Avenue. Christian bookstore, and they had all. But I look. Get you something. I get you a book. I get you a book and send you.
Hello, Pastor. Online. Hi there. We're just coming from our appointment. All we need to do is go online. Apostle know what to do. I know what to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do it online. You don't even need to go to a bookstore anymore. It's all online.
That's right. That's right. Do it.
All right, Prophet.
Do it online.
That's right. We ain't got to do
that, Prophet.
Can you hear
our problem? Yeah, I know that stuff. We do that stuff. I got stuff from Amazon all the time. I got study Bibles from Amazon for my son, and I go to the Christian bookstore on the internet too. But if Bishop James is ready, he can come on and do the prayer if he's available.
Yeah, we didn't hear the word, but because we were on our appointment, so we didn't hear the word. But Prophetess, we will listen to it together later. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
the word
was powerful, Apostle. You're gonna love this word today. She was on fire today. I don't know if she's trying to scar somebody. I had to get me a fire protection jacket. She's coming out, bringing out. She bringing that fire. I'm telling you, she's hot. I mean, she came on. I was out trying to check some things out, so I didn't even play no worship music this morning. I saw her right there. She was up there. I said, Lord God, she ready to go. She just took off. She took off, Apostle. She took off running like a gazelle. I said, by Lord. I'm going to have to get me a fireproof jacket.
Y'all quit it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, girl. She's back in the discotheque here. Hi, girl. For anyone who has never received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I pray that you would take this opportunity to do so. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, mm-hmm. and whomever shall believe in him shall be saved. That's the word of God. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but through him the world would be saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if you go to the book of Romans, chapter 10, beginning at verse 8, and it says, but what does it say? The word is near you. It's in your mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. And confession is made in verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you've made that short confession, you must repent. Do not go back to your existing situation or was your existing situation, I should say. You've given that up. You're a brand new creature in Christ, and your slate is clean. You know, you don't have any sins now if you've made that confession sincerely. And
yes.
must repent. And repentance, as I said, is not going back to your old ways. Now,
amen.
Also, and in the book of Acts, if you've made this confession, and in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38, and you should be baptized. And the word of God says, and Peter said to them, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Hold on a second, please. Okay, I'm sorry. The lady was coming out to speak to us for a minute. Okay, if Peter said to the multitudes, separate yourself from this perverse generation. Repent, repent.
Amen.
He told them way back in biblical days.
Yes, Lord.
So Peter told them to repent. You must repent, and you must be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way to the Heavenly Father. The only way is through Jesus Christ. No matter what people may say, oh, there's 8, 9, 10 different ways you can get. No, no. The Word of God says one way, Jesus Christ, the way. And if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that is the only way.
That's so true.
The only way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, no matter what people tell you, you can try it if you want, but, you know, we'll be waving at you when you're on your way to hell. You know, for not doing it the correct way, you know, I'm trying to tell you. So, and I'm not being facetious or trying to be funny. I'm telling you, it's a serious thing. And God will bless you if you invite others to your baptism.
Yes.
By doing so, you may encourage someone else to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And that soul will be accounted to you for being directed to the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, through the baptism. Now, if you don't have a Bible, we suggest that you get yourself a Bible, read that Bible every day as the Holy Spirit where you should read. And stop after a paragraph, a few sentences, and ponder on what you've read. And the Holy Spirit will bring it to you through some means, maybe audible, or maybe he'll send someone to say something regarding what you were reading. Or you may just ask someone, and they may give you an answer. So God bless each and every one of you. Have a blessed day. And
thank you, Jesus.
And thank you for the sermon. We're going to listen to it, Pastor Jefferson. I keep saying that because I know that's what you are. I know that's what you are, prophetess, apostle, pastor, all of those good things.
All five,
yes. So God bless each and every one. We're going to go on mute now.
Okay.
There's a lot of talk going on around. Okay, so back to you, Apostle Callie.
Thank you so much, Bishop. The line is open for anyone that wants to respond. I give my comment already. I was excited, still excited from the word, because the word speaks, and it's still speaking. So the
Amen.
Line is open.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The line is still open.
Thank you, Jesus.
If nobody has a word to share, encourage the woman of God, we're going to ask her to pray and close herself.
Okay. Well, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for what you has done today, not only on Block Talk Radio Ministry, the life of your peoples all over the world, because prayer is going without ceasing. And someone, Lord, you have gave a miracle, someone that you have just eased the pains where they can bear it. Lord, I ask you to just bless your peoples everywhere. And Lord, I lift up our apostle, a calendar, his wife, and his entire family before you, God. We ask that you'll meet every need, Father, they stand in need of. And Father, we ask in Jesus' name that Apostle Washington and Bishop of Washington, that you will meet every need that they stand in. And God, the things that they got before your throne, I'm asking you to work it out for them in Jesus' name. And God, I know they will give you praise. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we're going to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, I ask you
again, Lord.
I ask you again, Lord, to send those that you desire to come on this line, God, because truly, Lord, this is your line, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch the hearts, Lord, that people said they want to live and have a godly mind, that spiritual mind, will come and be a part of Block Talk Radio Ministry. God, the man of God here, stretched his arm, and he was saying, come, and you want to preach, sing, testify. Don't let that spirit keep you back, that unclean spirit, but come boldly and say, I want to do something for my Savior, because he did something for me. He gave his life for me. Lord, I ask you, Father, to move all unclean spirits, all jealousy in there, and that hatred spirit, God, but I'm asking you to put the right peoples on this line to minister your word to the lost souls everywhere in Jesus' name. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
I was thanking you for the opportunity that you allowed me to come and give to what the Spirit of the Lord put up on my heart to those that is listening, because I know there is some listening all over the world. And, I praise God for you and for you showing that love, you showing your obedience to the Lord. To give people the opportunity, there are some people, they seem to be in church and the pastor won't let them do nothing. And you have stretched your arms and you say, you're welcome to come on. You're welcome to come on. Don't they come on in the right way? You giving them opportunity. They sit in their church month to month and preach won't even allow them to get up. And some preachers see the gift that God had placed in people's life. Mm-hmm. And then they will not allow them to get up and to exercise their gift. And I just praise God for you that you open up your line and you welcome people to come, And I'm saying that is a good thing because so many people wouldn't do it. So many people would say, this is my line, and I have on my line whosoever I will, But you didn't do that. See, you got the mind and the heart of God that you are concerned about his people. And I just praise God for that. That's what I was saying.
Thank God. Well, Providence, Apostle, you know that you're here with us, and you know the whole story about this line. You know, it's good when you say a smart line, but it's really the honest to God truth. From the center of my heart is not my line. It's God's line. That's why all of us are watchmen.
We are watchmen.
We are near mirrors. We are near mirrors here on this line. We are watchmen watching out for the hearts and the souls of God's people.
Amen.
As long as we keep doing what we are doing, it don't care what nobody say or what nobody do. God is going to honor what we're doing. God's going to honor what we're doing because we're doing it for him. People going to say what they want to say. You know, because they, like you said, in the message, I mean, you got to hear this message like Apostle always said, you got to see it in the spirit and not just what you hear in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people got to get the mind of Christ. And until they get the mind of Christ, or endeavor to seek the mind of Christ, let's say that, they're going to always come criticizing and condemning and complaining and all that stuff. I don't like him. I don't like that. They're going to say it with everybody because they haven't had the mind of Christ. They haven't had the mind change. They still got the same old mind. I call it stinking thinking. You know, still got stinking thinking. You know, so. I praise God for you. I thank God for you, and I thank God for your willingness, you know, to really hold the fort down and kick the devil every which way he can.
Amen.
You know, and that's what it's all about. You know?
Amen. That's
so
true.
I believe apostles bring the word tomorrow because I'm gonna be running tomorrow. You know, as a matter of fact, once we get off this line, I got to get on the phone and try to connect to some people, some companies to get what I need, get the material that I need. And God's doing what he says he's going to do. He says he's going to bless us, and that's what he says. He's going to keep us, and that's what he's doing. And that little girl that you pray for, your niece, you're going to get a good.
Can you hear me?
I started with your niece. Yeah, I hear you.
I said my niece. Well, my niece, great niece. See, my niece had the baby, 8 months old. Mhm.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna get good report. Did anybody here? I know Apostle Bishop. You always keep it a know like me, cause I like news. I like news. I like to check the world news. I like BBC news and all that stuff. I want to know what's going on in the world.
That's
not
right.
Gossiping. I like world news because if you're going to preach, you got to listen to the news because you got to know what to pray for and how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the man in India, he is the greatest. I don't call him the greatest, but I would say he's the most wise of all the people on the earth now. Not as much as Solomon, but this man's a polygamist. He had 39 wives.
Mm-hmm.
39 wives, 99 children, and he had a man
that's
in India. He
now?
Just died. No, he just died.
He just died.
He just died yesterday. And he had 39 wives, and he had 99 children, 33 grandchildren. And he just got his first great-grandchild, and he just died. He was in the hospital with all of these wives. His heart was so heavy that he had to die and leave all. He was dying to leave all his wives. And guess what he said he was?
What?
He said he was a Christian.
I don't see that. That man ain't from Maine, Georgia, neither. But... Mm-mm. They can't go
but he
back.
Said he
they
was a Christian.
Day. But see, they was up under that law then. We're on a new covenant now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when Jesus come, Jesus cut that thing out.
Oh, glory.
And they were doing that back. They was doing that thing way back then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After Adam fall, all that stuff coming, Abraham and all that stuff, all that was going on.
David. Yeah.
Moses, all that stuff was going on. But when Jesus came, he cut that stuff off. Said, man must have one wife.
That's right.
One wife.
And
the wife must have one husband.
That's right.
That all that. all that stuff done.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't do nothing with them all. I know that, Marie.
No.
God,
oh, yeah. That man had so much. First thing I got that news this morning, I said, wow. And he got his picture up there. He had a whole church, his whole church. The church was his big enough for his family, all his family.
Yeah, well,
99 family members, sons and mm-hmm. daughters, they all having intercourse with each other. That's polygamy. And they thought it was right. You know, they thought it was right. We got a lot of them here. We got a lot of them here in America too. We got them up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
We got a lot of them. A lot of them. They're way up in the country. They don't come in town for nothing. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
But God is cleaning that stuff up.
We'll clean it up.
Let we love you guys so much. Thank God for you guys. It's such a blessed day, I tell you. There was a lot of people on the line today. It was amazing that I'm the only one respond. Deacon Fraser,
had to get on.
He's probably working. But your girlfriend was on there too, your friend that comes on every time you pray.
Yeah.
Sister Anna was on there. Pastor
yeah.
Stewart was on there. And mm-hmm. some other lady was on there too. Deacon Fraser, myself.
Yeah.
We had about 6 or 7 people on there this morning. But that's all right, because the word went full, and that word is already getting ready to hit all over the world.
Amen. You know? Thank you, Jesus.
And that's what it's all about. Because people go, the thing about Blog Talk really is that while we cooking, and even while we eating, people are downloading. That's the good thing about it. That you can if you didn't hear the message this morning, you can go back this evening and you can download it and listen to it, you know?
Uh-huh.
People go and download all the time and listen. I had a lady call me this morning, she sent me inbox this morning, said thank you for the message. You know. And she probably listened. I don't know which message we listen to, but you know, they go on and they listen. And that's the good thing about it. Because while people lean down and sit around the house there, instead of listening to some hip-hop foolish stuff, they can go on there and listen to real teaching and preaching of the gospel.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, have you heard any more from Deacon Mother? You know, I heard.
No, she called me last week. I think it was last week. She called me about 2 or 3 times. We talked on the phone. She's going to a class, a ministry class at the church. You know, they got I'm just talking now, but you know, I feel like some of these preachers here, God's gonna whip a lot of them.
He needs to
I'm
get
just
out.
Telling you, he's gonna whip a lot of them. You know why saying that? He's gonna whip a lot of them? Because the Bible, Jesus says, freely you have received, freely you must give.
That's right.
And they go in the Bible, and they search the Bible, go through the concordance and all that stuff, and they use the different dictionaries and stuff in there, write books for God's word, and then they sell it to the people.
About 16 or 17 years, and like I say, even before I went there, before I met this pastor lady. No, she asked me to help her. But, yeah, she asked me to help her. I ended up sitting down, but every now and then, you know, she allowed me to bring word. But every year, they come out, we're going to go back over the Bible every year, then Revelation. And the Holy Spirit kept talking to me, brother. I'm telling you. I call you brother. You're my brother spiritual, but I know you as our apostle. But he kept dealing with me so strongly until I got up in the church, and I know she didn't like it. I said, God said, every year you go back to the Genesis, and you're going through the Bible. I said, he said, what did you do with Genesis you stirred the last year? I said, I don't want to hear nothing about it. I'm telling you what I said. And they Bible looking. I said, I am tight. tell me. I want you to tell me. I'm going through my line then. Tell me how to get out. I said, I'm going through my fire furniture. Tell me how to get out. I said, I'm finna go off my Red Sea because I was going through things.
Amen.
I cannot tell. You can't tell me how to get out of none of these things. I don't want to hear nothing. I already know. I'm a read Genesis. I ain't going to say I read word for word, book for book. I have read several, you know, chapters in the book of Genesis. I said, but that's all y'all know to do. But you still don't know nothing when you get through. That's what I'm saying. I said, uh-uh.
Mm.
I got tired of it. I got tired of it. So, you know, I mean, my sister already had told me she was a prophet, and she, you know, she deceased. And I felt in my spirit, but, you know, I just kept on saying, I'm going to wait a little while, Lord. You know, somebody else will join. I don't want to walk out, you know, because that person going to say, well, I'm enjoying it. She's walking out. But, you know, I was trying to, like you said, get the right moment. But, hey, ain't no right moment when to come to God. God tell you.
That's right.
Hey, glory.
That's right.
Hey, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, I'm telling you. But I know you got some work to do, and I'm let you go ahead and do it. But I'm just saying, but God tied all this.
That's right.
Fake mess. That's all just a bunch of fake.
What I was saying, though, Apostle, that what these people are doing, and I know God is not pleased. They say they're going to start a school in the same building as God's church. God's house for God's church. And all the people got to pay thousands of dollars to go to learn the Bible, to be taught the Bible.
Well, when they be taught it, they ain't going to live it. So The point that I'm saying,
that the preacher ought to be teaching the church
the word
of God instead of selling them the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's selling them the word. They got to pay to go to school in the house of the Lord to learn the Bible, the word of God, and then they got to pay $1,500 minimum.
Mm-hmm.
To get the license, I'm telling you, because I went.
Now, what
is
that?
I got
that,
ordained
Robert?
One time. Huh?
That's what they're going on here. What is they doing there? They doing that somewhere in the United States or out of state?
This goes all over the United States of America, all over America.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All over America. I was in South Carolina. We went to a big ordination, and all of them preachers, all of those preachers, the bishop had to pay $1,500, the apostle had to pay $1,500, the deacon paid $120, the elder paid $120. I said, my God, these people, what the Bible talks about in the book of Jeremiah, they're fleecing the people. They're fleecing the people. And this chief apostle, they had to raise money for him. You know how much money they raised for that man in that service? $37,000.
Mm-hmm.
In that service.
Well, you know,
in that service, his chief apostle.
Well,
I said, my God.
I with them, I'm going to tell you. Because, see, man, I've been through lots in the church. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen a lot. And I just have to be led by God's Spirit, Pastor. Because all this ain't number phony. And
yep,
people might say, you judging? No, I ain't judging. Like I told you.
I'm not judging. But the Bible also says you should be judged. The Bible says you're going to even judge angels.
That's right.
The Bible even said that. The Bible says you're going to judge angels. And the Bible says, who you think will judge the church?
That's what
you said. The judgment will come to the house of the Lord first. They go come to the house of the Lord first.
Yeah.
You know,
and, you know,
I mean, if you call it judging, if they call it judging, you tell me when you see me go around. Don't wait till I get in hell and they say, well, I'm so sorry, my brother's over there in hell, I should have killed him.
Mm-hmm.
These folk are full of stuff. They're full of baloney.
This
when they're in hell crying out for a drop of water. just crying for a drop of water and don't want you to tell them no. Don't want you to tell them the truth now. And when they get in hell, they're going to say, send my brother. Send brother Lazarus so you can put a drop of water from my town. People are full of stuff. They're letting the devil take them out. Because that's all they're letting the devil take them out.
And the preacher told me, well, I don't know, she said she's a preacher, but no, she ain't preaching. She just said she got a gift. She got a gift from God. And when I say stuff like that.
Yeah, so who God? Which God? Which God? Remember, the devil is the God of this world.
All right.
So when they said from God, I said, which God? Which God are you talking about? I said, which God are you talking about?
Yes, right. Which God? Which God is? She told me, well,
yeah.
You shouldn't be judging nobody, she said, because you can, other words, she said, like, this is no sin to judge the preacher. I said, we wait 1 minute. And I told her, you wait 1 minute. I said, baby, what God put in me, the devil and hell can't take off. And I said, I tell him like I tell you. I said, let me tell you one thing. If they teaching and I see them doing object, that's no judge. Do you hear what I say? And she got real quick. Well, you know, you see, if they hear you say that, you can make somebody fall. I said, I can't make somebody fall because no one ain't calling nobody name. I said, if I call a person name, then they can say, well, you shouldn't call nobody. And I said, let me tell you something about the Holy Spirit. I said, the Holy Spirit is very intelligent. You understand? And I said, even if God was to give me or you a word to give somebody, because you know the Holy Spirit know how to give that.
That's right.
And I said, even I said, like if we on the ministry line, if God didn't want to tell them to us a prophet, it ain't going to be nothing to embarrass nobody, because God going to give
That's
us
right.
a way. Even if it's something so personally, God will say to us, when you tell that sister, and so we come through you, apostle, tell that sister, get that sister my number. And if she call, I got a word from God. That's personally. But if it's something that God wants all people to do in general, you know, like you said, God wants to love. I mean, what harm in me saying God wants us to love with the godly love?
That's right.
Be careful what you say. I say, well. I see where you at. I said, well, I'm telling you, I'm not judging nobody because I don't know these folks' names. I said, but the people I'm talking about, I said, some of them are living and some of them are dead. I said, I sit there with them, and I learned the word through a lot of them. But I seen what they was doing on the side. But I'm going to let you go because you got some work to do. We'll talk later, brother.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah, I will
then.
Talk to you later, and Apostle,
okay.
Send me a topic for tomorrow, if the Lord say the same. God bless
okay.
you all. I love you guys. But remember,
I
Christ
love
you
too,
more.
God. Your family. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You prayed already, right?
Yeah, I prayed us out.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pray the Lord, anybody there? Pray the Lord.